Shalom Aleichem. We are Erev Slichas. We're going to say in Slichas on Motzei Shabbos, Zeichalim v'royadim miyoyim bayecho. We shake in fear and trepidation from yoyim bayecho, from the day of the coming of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes. The mashmoyis of bayecho, the mashmoyis of Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, Be'emes, to a large extent, is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. We know it's brought down in the Kadmonim that one of the Eitzes to be get away from what a skula or an Eitzah, for a person to be noyig on the Yom HaDin and to be Zoycha Berachamim, is Mahalach of Basher Husham, there's an hog in the world. It's brought down in the Kadmonim. It's one of the reasons why we lane Hashem Pokar Esara on Rosh Hashanah. One of the reasons is because there's the story of Yishmael over there with Basher Husham. Basher Husham means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyig with a person the way he is at that moment. Like it says by Yishmael, Basher Husham. That's why it's brought down, there's an inyan on Rosh Hashanah for a person to be noyig as much as he can, Bishlemus, as much as he can in a higher way. It says that L'chol HaPochus B'Shas B'Din, Basher Husham. There's a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done you the way you are b'shas adin. And the question is asked, what does that mean? It's a trick? Who are we fooling? Does that mean that for a whole year a person can do what he wants? What's the oimik of that? What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in such a mahalach b'chal? The Bir HaDvarim is, I heard from Rav Volber, he be'erich explained like this, or maybe with some additions, but we find, as we know, that Rosh Hashanah is characterized, all our davening is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. That's the entire Avodah. That means Chazal, when they were Mesakin, what we should be doing on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal were Mesakin, that what we do on Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. That's our Avodah. The Bir HaDvarim is like this. On Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah was the day of creation of man, so Rosh Hashanah, Zayom Tchilas Masecha, is Rosh Hashanah is the day of Gilu Machusa Yisborach in the world. There's a tifa thing over here. The din of Rosh Hashanah, the etzim din of Rosh Hashanah, said the Mashgiach, is the etzim coming of the Melech. When the Melech comes, how much do you want the Melech? In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, there's Gilu Kvoida Yisborach in the world. And that's, by the way, there's an intermeshing of a bunch of things. There's Malchus, and then there's the Yom HaDin, and is the creation of man. What is the intermeshing of all these things? The answer is that the din and the malchus are hainu hach, meaning that on Rosh Hashanah there's a gilu of kvoida yisbaruch in the world. There's malchus, there's a gilu of malchus on Rosh Hashanah, because that's when the malchus started. And when the melech comes, how we receive him and how we let him into our hearts, that is the din itself. Rav Volber said a Dovah Noira, he said a Pshat. He said it in Yeshiva many, many years ago. The Pasuk says, we say in the Dovah Mizmar, Su'u Sharm Rashaychem V'inasu Pitzchei Olam V'yovei Melech HaKovod. Mize Melech HaKovod Hashem Izuz V'gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama. Again, the Pasuk repeats itself, Su'u Sharm Rashaychem V'su'u Pitzchei Olam V'yovei Melech HaKovod. Mize Melech HaKovod Hashem Tzvakus V'melech HaKovod Tzela. What's the difference? Why is the first time it says Su'u Sharm, so Hashem Izuz V'gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama? And the second time, it's Hashem Tzvakus Melech HaKovod Tzela. And the answer is that there's a very distinct difference. The first time it says, Su'u Sharm Rashaychem V'hinasu Pischei Olam. The second time it says, Su'u Sharm Rashaychem U'su'u Pischei Olam V'yovei Melech HaKovod. What's the chilek? The chilek is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. The Melech comes. Su'u Sharm Rashaychem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on the door. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me in. Open up the door. I want to come. Now there are two ways to approach it. There's Su'u Pischei Olam. Su'u Pischei Olam means you opened up for him. Su'u Sharm Rashaychem. Open up the door. U'su'u Pischei Olam. Su'u means you opened it up. Then it's V'yovei Melech HaKovod. Mi hu ze Melech HaKovod. Hashem Tzvakos Melech HaKovod Tzela. However, if Chas Shalom, Su'u Sharm Rashaychem. V'hinosu Pischei Olam. What's V'hinosu? V'hinosu means the doors get opened by themselves. That means you didn't open up for them. They were opened up by force. Then, if it's Vihinosu, if you didn't open the door for him, but it got opened up, then Hashem Yirachim is Hashem Gibor Mochama. The Mashgiach of Volbe said, in the Shmuz, he said, Kumt Kumter. Come, he's going to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming anyway. To come, he's certainly going to come. There's no question about that. And nothing's going to stop him from coming. The question is, are you going to open up the door or he's going to come and barge in? Is it going to be Su'u Pizcheil or is it going to be Vihinosu? If it's Su'u, then it's Hashem Sefach Yismalka Avitzala. If it's Vihinosu, if the door gets busted open, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. But he comes by force, it's Gibor Vachomer. And the question is, do we open the door for him? The Avodah of Malchus is, do we open the door for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Su'u. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on the door. I want to come in. Do we open our hearts to Kutcher Baruch Hu? Do we open our hearts to Gil Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we want Malchus in the world? But it's going to come anyway. Shteito that the Avodah is the opening of the door. The Avodah is the wanting. The Avodah is the Ratzon. The Avodah is the willingness. So I've always said that the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is that the king comes, and what is your response to the Malchus? What is your response to Gilu Kvoida Yisbaruch in the world? You want it, you say, Ich will, or I don't want. That's the din itself. That's why all we do on Rosh Hashanah, L'chayr is a Pella. Halei, we don't daven for Rachamim Kaman on Rosh Hashanah, only in the Piyutim, but in the Nusach of the Tfilah, all we talk about Malchus. What about the din? There's no mention of it. The answer is that that's the din. The din is, how do we receive the Melech? It's the fee that we understand a little bit. What is the pshat in Basher Husham? I'm going to give a mashal. We asked that a guy does a whole year. Why is the din Basher Husham? The answer is that the din is at the last minute. The din is how you accept the melech, how you open the door for the melech, how you want the melech. That's the din itself. So if you're asking, why is it Basher Husham? Why is it that second? What happened to the whole year? I'll give a mashal. You know, it's a Thursday afternoon in a typical Jewish house, and the house is in uproar, getting ready for Shabbos. Everything is topsy-turvy, everything's upside down. And there's a knock at the doorbell rings, little kid goes to the peephole and sees, he tells his mother, Mommy, Bobby's at the door. But it's the Bobby who's the Shviger. No, what do you do? Thursday afternoon, the Shviger comes to visit. So they say, 1 minute. Open, 1 minute, we're coming. House goes into, air raid siren goes off. Shviger's here Thursday afternoon. Everybody has their tasks. All the toys go into one closet. All the clothing goes into a closet on top. Chick-chack, in 30 seconds, they've drilled this already a number of times. The house is clean. No. Open the door. Hello, how are you? The Shviger comes in. With a trained eye, she can see that if she just opens one closet, there'll be a tsunami, there'll be a tornado. The whole house will collapse. Everything will come piling out. But she doesn't say anything. Why not? Because they made an effort to make the house respectable for her. That's what happens when the Melech comes. When the Melech comes, of course, Bochum knocks on our door and he says, Sushom Roshechem. The issue is, do we want him to come in? So we can receive him and say, you know, the house is a little bit of a mess. I could have cleaned up a whole year. I should have cleaned up a whole year. I will clean up better next year. But I still want you to come in anyway. I want to open the door. That receiving of how we receive him, with the desire that we receive him, even if the house is a mess, and we clean it up superficially, and that's the amount of time that we have left now till Rosh Hashanah, that's also called an opening of the door. And that's the din. The din is, do we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come in? And that's the Basher Husham. You're right. If we would clean up the house a whole year, it would be a lot cleaner when the Shviger comes. But even if in the time that's remaining left, we do a superficial cleaning, we try to put things in order, that's also a receiving of the Melech. That's the act of the Su'u Pizcheil. The act of opening the door is saying that I know the house is in a mess, but I'm going to put the house in epicent order so we can let somebody in, that it should be a little bit respectable. That's why the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, because if you'll ask, where do we deal with the din? Where do we grapple with the din? Where do we plead with the din? What's our Avodah? The din is Malchus itself. The din is, how do we receive the king? When the king comes knocking on our door, do we say to him, please, we're desperate, come into our lives. The house is a mess. Abba Pizcheil, and we open the door for him. We open the door. That's the din itself. That's Basher Husham. And when a person with a full heart wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come into his life. So Basher Husham, that's the din of Rosh Hashanah itself. Avada. The state that our house is in is an accumulation of the whole year. That's true. And the rotzen of how much you want the malchus is how much you want it the whole year. But a person, all of us, can get to zeichel and veroidim miyoyim bayecha, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes, at that second we want him with a full heart. And we open our house to him. Open our hearts to him. That's the Oymerik, by the way, that we find, as it's well known, brought down all the Sfarim, that the union of malchus is totally in rotzen. The famous Goin and other Sfarim. Malchus berotzen kiblu aleihem. Memshala is not berotzen kiblu Hashem hamlucha o Moshe bagoyim. Hashem elokeisro melech umalchusa bakol mashala. By the goyim, it's memshala. Kosh Bochum rules on them without berotzen. But by Klai Yisrael, it's berotzen because a melech is berotzen. And what that means is malchusa berotzen kiblu aleihem. The mohus of malchus is rotzen. So if the din of Rosh Hashanah is how much we receive the Melech b'yoyim b'yecha when he comes. So Sha'amar Shechem Subis, that is the din itself. How we receive him at that second, that's totally in how much Ratzon we have, because the receiving of the Melech is Ratzon, how much we want it. How much our Ratzon is for Malchus Yis Baruch, and a person could check and could change in the coming days of what do we live for, what are our Ratzon is, not just what are our actions. What are our Ratzon is b'etzem? What do we want out of life? What are our sheifas in life? And that's the avoid of Malchus. Vibalt Malchus is Rotzen, Malchusa Berotzen, as opposed to Mashallah. So the entire avoid of these days is to check what our Ritzainas are. Where are our Ritzainas? How much are our Ritzainas? And I was thinking that maybe gives a deeper understanding of the avoid of Tshuva. Hello, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the service made Tshuva. Where is there any mention in Rosh Hashanah B'chal of Tshuva? Where do we begin the avoid of Tshuva that says made Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah? But the Mesil Sashram says in Zehirus that the Yisoid of Tshuva is Akiras HaRotzen K'Akiras HaMaisa. Every Maisa that we do is rooted in a Rotzen. The Gemara says in Kedushin that a person who has a Machshava Toiva to do a Maisa in his Nana says as if he did, the Hezrat Vorm is because what the Siba for all actions is a person's Ritzainus. And a person has the right Ritzainus, it's Shein Gatan. The Maisim are already a result. Everything's a result of Rotten. That's why Tshuva says, Mesil Sashram, is like, Rotten, Kikir, Maisim. You can't be Oikar Maisa, but you can change what your Ritzainus are. You can change what you really want. And since Malchius is the Avoid of Malchius is Rotten, the Avoid of Malchius is, I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I only want the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Malchus means. If a person wants something else besides Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not Malchus. So Malchus is Berotzen. Malchus is Berotzen Kiblaim. It has to be Berotzen. Otherwise, it's a Memshalda. It's not Malchus. That's Vashem Avucha Moshe Bagoyim. The Goyim have Moshe. We have Malchus. Malchus is Rotzen. Rotzen means that's all I want. So when a person changes what his Ritzainis are, that's the opening of the door to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's saying, I want you. But that's also the beginning of the Avoid of Tshuva, because the Avoid of Tshuva is Akiras HaRotzen K'Akiras HaMaisa. That's the beginning of changing the infrastructure and changing the foundation of our actions, of what we must live for. What's our tafkid in the world? Our tafkid is to be a kli for gilu kvoid machus yisbarach in the world. The Rosh Hashanah, everybody, all of us, our families, Klal Yisrael, with a ksiva v'chasim ha-toiva and a good kibbutz jor in ruchnius and gashmius, atam uveischem v'chol shalachem, kol tov.